This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 3 p.m. following noisy scenes created by the opposition, including Congress, during the discussion on the motion of thanks to the president's address. The leader of the opposition and Congress MP, Rahul Gandhi, initiated the discussion, citing former Army Chief M.M. Naravane's unpublished book during the speech. It was objected to by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, saying Mr. Gandhi should not speak about the matter as the book is not published. Speaker Om Birla, in his ruling, said no book or news report shall be read unless it has a connection with the proceedings of the House. He said as the discussion is on the motion of thanks on the President's address, Mr. Gandhi should stick to the address while speaking. As the ruckus continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 3 p.m. The proceedings of the House have since resumed. Earlier, the House took up a discussion on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Moving the motion in the lower house today, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbananda Sonowal termed the address of President Murmu as remarkable. He said the President's address provided an inspiring vision for the future of the country. He said it reflects the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Vikasit Bharat.
Social justice for this government is not about slogan. It is about dignity, delivery and direct access. For employment and development in rural area, a law named Vikasit Bharat Jiramji has been enacted.
The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said, President Murmu in her address has articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat. He said from day one, the NDA government has been very clear about social justice and poverty eradication. The MP said Vikasit Bharat can be built only with the basic strategy of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. The government will launch a new youth initiative titled My Bharat Budget Quest following the success of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026. The initiative is based on the union budget presented this year. According to sources, the competition will start on the My Bharat platform from tomorrow. Sources said the first round will be an online quiz with 30 questions and the deadline for participation is the 17th of this month. After this, top performers from every state will be selected and will take part in the second round, which will be an essay writing round. Sources added that in the essay round, youth will receive 8 topics related to the union budget. The topics will focus on key and critical sectors of India. Sources said the selected youth will be invited for an interaction in March with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the vision of a Vikasit Bharat budget. The Supreme Court has directed the centre to set up a tribunal to adjudicate the long-pending dispute between Tamil Nadu and Karnataka over sharing the waters of the Penayar River. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath and N.V. Anjaria asked the central government to issue a notification and constitute the Water Disputes Tribunal within 1 month. Justice Nath said there was no reason to delay the formation of a tribunal for resolving the interstate water dispute between the two states. The case was filed by the Tamil Nadu government in 2018, challenging the construction of check dams and diversion works by Karnataka on the Penayar River. Tamil Nadu argued that water in an interstate river is a national asset and that no state can claim exclusive rights over it. The detailed judgment is awaited. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championship 2026 has begun at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today. The event will bring together elite athletes from across Asia for 2 weeks of exciting competition. Competitions will be held in men's, women's, junior and youth categories across 10-meter, 25-meter and 50-meter rifle and pistol events. The competitions will include individual, team and mixed team formats, showcasing a full range of shooting talent. And with that, we end this news bulletin.